Hi, welcome. This is Chode House with you. Is Ethan and D and Snow. How's everybody?
Yeah.
Doing good, man. Doing good. Glad to be back for episode number two.
Episode one more than one.
This is going to be our best episode yet.
I think so. At worst, it will be our second best.
It'll be the best episode two anyone's ever done.
Yeah, that's right. I definitely think so.
Before we get started in our conversation, I wanted to want to run some intros by you guys. I have a couple more sounds here on my soundboard. I'll share with y'all.
All right. So it's gonna be thrilling for everyone listening at home.
Chode House.
I didn't know you could play the
Are they all going to be self-narrated or sung to by Mr. Ethan himself?
That's right. Unless you want to.
I'm excited. No, I'm very excited now. Please continue.
I'm really open.
No. You got it.
I renege
on what I was going to say, what I said. Please.
Yeah.
All around the world, girl. Chode House on my phone, girl. No. Mac and cheese on the stove, girl. No, my dick all up in your butt, girl.
Mr. Worldwide.
What'd y'all think of that one?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I think we should use the first one.
Hold up, man. Wow.
I don't know. That one's okay. I think the order for me goes 1-3-2. Two's definitely.
I'm tracking 1-3-2 so far. Yep.
Yeah, we're gonna throw up a live poll on poll.me/ this poll doesn't exist. So make sure you go there, and vote 1, 2, and 3.
Welcome to Chode House.
It needs to keep going.
What'd y'all think of that one?
That's shit.
If it kept going, it'd be great. But as it sits, well, shit.
Welcome to Chode House.
Yeah, that's definitely the winner right there. That's 100%.
I mean, it's
class.
Very in line. It's an alignment.
It's on brand.
Exactly.
So the first one. Chode House.
Yeah, I think the first one's the best. Me personally.
Agreed.
All right, so blues guitar it is.
No.
All right. Well, I'm glad we could.
I'm glad we could waste 4 minutes of everyone's time.
I'm glad we could come together and have a meeting about this.
Yeah, that's great. If you're still here, if you've somehow made it past the first episode in 4 minutes of that bullshit, welcome back.
We continue to talk.
We got some good topics tonight. Yeah, with a lot of farting, definitely.
No, I'm just going to sprinkle the farts.
Just sprinkle.
I'm rethinking the soundboard.
Yeah, I don't know.
Embrace it, baby.
So we've got a couple of topics tonight. I'm gonna let D decide where we go first. We have one from yours truly about something near and dear to my heart. I'm sure everyone else that's here and listening GPU chip shortage.
You may not give a fuck about it now, but you will.
Oh, you will.
Oh,
if you don't
let's
already,
definitely
you will.
Talk about this first. This is up. This is, yeah, front runner, this shit.
So I'm not sure. I built my new PC a couple months ago. I got lucky. I had a friend that was able to. He's been flipping cards. Yeah, a new one. He had a 3070, but when I build, I always like to build top of the line because I make them last for years, right? So I was shooting for a 3080 or 3080 Ti, but I'm not sure if you've seen the prices on those lately.
Oh, baby.
Let's go ahead and just go check real quick. Anyways, my friend, while Jamie's pulling this up for us, my friend, yeah, $2,227 for a 3080 Ti.
Chode House.
So that's a lot of money, right? So I got an MSRP from a friend who sold his 3070, and it works pretty well, was able to build. But unless you're lucky like me, or you win like the new egg lottery.
You're living that fucking peasant life now, man.
Yeah, I know. It's impossible to find one that's affordable, like at all. Like $2,200
You could build a beast computer with that.
Yeah, you could. I mean, the MSRP, I know the 3080 Ti is like top of the line, but MSRP on it's only $1,099. So it's or $1,199, more than two. It's double MSRP either way.
And we've seen this before. We've seen artificial price inflations before, small ones, mind you, driven by mostly scalpers.
Right, like the PS4 when it came out. Video game consoles are a big one. Like the Wii, I'm sure y'all remember that. Like lines out from GameStop and Walmart.
Fucking Tickle Me Elmo.
Well, yeah, back in the day, honestly, no, for real, that's a good point.
That's the first one that I remember.
Now, Beanie Babies. Oh, so Tickle Me Elmo and Beanie Babies, I would say, are the first two.
Oh, yeah, Beanie Babies.
I remember seeing a story about PS3. Or was it a PS2? I can't remember.
Probably the PS3 if it's scarcity. PS2s actually weren't scarce. They made enough of them, and that was...
Probably a PS3 then.
PS3s were a pretty big rush, man. Like, they sold out a lot.
Travel.
I was just going to say, you're right. I mean, it's that was scalpers, right? That was artificial scarcity. It was, you know, I think Sony released a statement that they've done for the PS3, PS4, and PS5. We just didn't know how many people wanted our wonderful products, which is fucking bullshit. Of course they knew. They have people doing data analytics. They have They have geniuses working for them. They know, I would argue.
If my stupid ass is sitting here and I just goofing off on Reddit and whatever else all day, and I know these things, how the hell am I expected to believe it? They just didn't know.
Well, what do they get out of it though? I mean, if it's scalpers, so they're buying it at regular price and then selling it for more. Benefit Sony.
I think what they get out of it is, in my opinion, the only thing I can think of, my tiny mind, is min-maxing their supply. Like their production line, I guess you'd call it supply. Their like supply chain or production line. Because if they only manufacture X units and they know they need more, but they just that, and those sell out quickly, then there's chance.
They know how many. They've got a really good idea of how many they're going to sell.
No, you're right. That's the only thing I can come up with. It doesn't even make sense hearing myself say it out loud. But if that's not the case, to your point, what else is it? Because you're not. Well, they're not magically.
I will take us to the next step. I will take us to this is what else they learn. Because I don't have to battle with objectivity like you do. Incoherent thought.
you just fucking roll the dice, baby.
All right.
They get to. Be the good guys, right? They get to save face by going, oh, we didn't know, right? So that's one thing. And so they get to avoid all this heat brought on by the scalpers while getting to sit back and watch how much people are willing to pay for these cards. So they're getting like a free ride on figuring out, like you said, min-max a little bit, this is more about price. Min-maxing the price points for all these different cards at certain supplies.
So, well, let me punch a hole in that real quick. That would be, you know, plausible if this was round two, right? But this is round 10. For the cards, this is round 10.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, so I'll jump back to the cards. I was still saying on consoles. I actually will buy your explanation for cards. I'm actually there with you there. But for consoles, so let's focus there for a second, right? So Xbox, Nintendo, PlayStation, doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what the console is. They're fixed price. They don't go up.
Consoles are a different game.
They don't go down until way late into their life cycle. And some manufacturers never discount Nintendo. So they don't go down, they don't go up. So what's the end game there? Because they play the same bullshit that these card manufacturers do, whether it's Nvidia or AMD. So what is Sony getting out of this? Like you were saying, Ethan, like what do they get out of it? Because they're not, just because the scalper is marking up the PS5 to double the price to me, Sony's still getting the same amount of money, and I'm angry at them. And they've got other people angry at them, and they run the risk of losing fans. So what if, let's war game it, right? What if they all do this, but then Microsoft grows a conscience? Let's just pretend it's malicious, and Microsoft says, you know what? We're going to produce more. And so now Sony has lost people because they can't get a PS5. They literally can't. And Microsoft is producing enough where they can get the Series X, I think it is now, the new one. So So if we're talking cards, to your point, D, I agree. They are kind of testing the market, I guess, for lack of a better phrase, right? They're saying, well, you know, we thought $10.99 was a good MSRP for this 3080.
Yeah, they got their profit margins. They're like, oh, we're going to make, you know, 62% on each of these cards. We don't care. We don't really give a rip who buys it. Not really. But if we are going to watch this black market, though, we are going to watch this and see what these cards go to in the black market and see, you know, what these idiots are willing to pay for, you know, all this supply that we can just punch out and then just sit back and watch it. Yep. I don't trust them.
No, I definitely think for PC parts, it's bigger than that, but we'll just say PC parts. So cards, I mean, even CPUs and PSUs for a while, because the chip shortage, I mean, it's kind of hard to nail down, I guess, a source of truth, because we kind of have to take stuff at its word. I'm not the one over there mining the materials and making this shit and shipping it overseas, but it's affected at some point in time. GPUs are the biggest, I guess, offender, but CPUs for a while, like current gen Intel and AMD, you couldn't get them. Like, they literally didn't exist. And then they finally came back in stock and they were being scalped to a lesser degree. So it's, I don't know. I feel like that's a risky game to play. It makes sense what you're saying, and I've had the same thought, but you run a big risk of, you know, AMD and Nvidia are the two big players for the graphics card world right now, right? But there's nothing saying, you know, maybe Rage comes out again, or Silicon Graphics, the old company, SGI, maybe they come back, or maybe something in a spiritual successor to them comes back. It's not like Nvidia and AMD own, you know, have all the engineers on the planet that know how to make a graphics card and write drivers for it. I mean, people, there are other smart people out there. So how far do you push that? Because what if a competitor does come up and, you know, sure, maybe they're not as good as you. Maybe their high-end card is only 80% of your high-end card as far as performance, but the price is like six times lower. A ton of people are going to go that way. A ton.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Because, I mean, I like having super high-end stuff. I think we all do. We like pretty graphics. We like being able to run stuff at high frame rates. But we're a minority in that respect. Most people just want it to be decent. Yeah, exactly. And there's so much data out there for like Steam. You know, that Steam does that anonymized survey that shows what people's configurations are. And 1080p is still the biggest configuration, still, for resolution. So, you know, if all you're trying to do is play at 1080p, then you don't need that much.
Wait, what is this you're talking about? I don't think I've seen this.
You haven't seen the Steam survey? Oh, no. Let me see if I can pull it up. Hold on. So they do it every now and again, and it's an anonymized survey, and you just say yes, and it pulls information that it can see. So if you see right here, y'all can't see this at home, but you know what, that's your problem. So we have August 2021. This is the most common setup, right? So Windows 10, 64-bit, 16 gigs of RAM, speeds of 2.7 to 2.9 for clock speed. This is kind of irrelevant to me. Physical CPUs is also wrong. They mean cores here. I don't know why. This makes it sound like sockets. That's not the case. But then here, this is the interesting part, right? A GTX 1060 is the most common card in primary display resolution, 1920 by 1080. This you can also ignore, because this implies someone's actually gaming at this. This just means most people have two monitors.
Are you ignoring everything except the primary display resolution?
Yes.
I mean, when I'm talking about 1080p, yeah. So if it's specifically talking about that, the line that I'm
highlighting. I mean, how many people actually game on more than one monitor?
Very few. It's like, usually, because a lot of games don't have good multi-monitor support other than racing games and flight
games.
Yeah.
It's ass. And even then, you don't want to go dual. You have to go, you should go three.
Right.
To get the tri-monitor
bezel in the middle of it.
Right. Yep. Exactly. It's just.
Do they have what Okay, multi-monitor, desktop resolution.
So here's a percentage, right? So 68% of people game at this.
68%.
Yeah, and so I, for me, I use 1440p, which is the one I'm highlighting here, 2560 by 1440. This is a lot higher than it used to be. 10% is pretty high. I mean, that's okay, good.
Do you think that they? Do you think that that is graphics card driven or monitor driven?
I think it's availability and price. I mean, so if I'm understanding your question correctly, again, a lot of people, they're diminishing returns, right? A lot of people, you know, they want a game. And yeah, people want things to look good. I'm not saying they can't see the difference, but to some people, it just doesn't matter. If they can play the game and it looks reasonably, it looks okay, and it runs well, they just want to enjoy the game. They don't care so much what it looks like. And if that, if you're, you know, if you fall into that camp, you are literally throwing money away if you buy a high-end system. You're wasting it. Like, if you don't care about that stuff, and if you're not going to, or if you're not going to play games that take advantage, for lack of a better word, like if, like, all you're going to play all day is Counter-Strike, is CSGO, or League of Legends, and you're buying these,
let's drag the moderns in there. Let's, I mean, Valorant. Valorant's not graphically intensive. Right. Valorant, WoW,
If you're one of those people... Yeah, those are great examples. If you're one of those people that, you know, you only play one or two games at a time and you can really, like, go all in on a game and that's all you're going to do, you're throwing money away. Whereas me, you know, I play a lot of games. I mean, I play those games, but I play, you know, AAA titles like the travesty that's Cyberpunk. Right now, I like the Assassin's Creed series. Like, I like eye candy. And anyways, we're kind of going on a tangent here, but it's affected this chip shortage. I guess I'll come back to that. It's affected, you know, people like me and you guys. You're trying to build. You want to do a new build. You want to have high end stuff.
Yeah, it's also pushing affected. 4 years old, man. Four freaking years.
Yeah, same here. The only thing new on mine is my graphics card. Or well, I mean, even it's dated now because I got the 2080 Ti. You know, fuck me for doing that because now they're.
I got a 1080 Ti, baby. We old school.
I swear,
but it's holding up.
It was like 6 months later they come out with the, you know, the 3000 series, and
you were like, yep. "Fucking, of course."
I'm like,
man, the 2 series. Nvidia should get sued for that. So, small tangent. The 1080 Ti was one of the best cards. They fucked up. They made a card that was way too good for the money. And the 2, they knew it, and in the 2 series, they rectified it. The 2 series, they dropped down. Price for performance was worse. And the 3 series, they got shit on for it. Their sales were down for the 2 series overall. So the 3 series, they've kind of, you know, leveled off again and brought back some performance. But what I wanted to say is the used market has been affected by this too. And people that are, like, not enthusiasts, right? Your average user, they buy stuff used, or they buy the bargain bin parts, or just average parts. You can't even get bargain bin cards for anywhere close to what they should be paying. Like a 3060, not that a 3060 is really bargain bin, but it's the lowest of the current 3 series, right? And its MSRP is, I think, 450, maybe 500. They're selling for well over $1,000.
Do I see 1080 Ti in that list as 0.87?
I don't know. Hold on. Yeah, 0.87.
Jeez.
So 10% of people are on a 1060, which is a very old card.
Yep. Jeez Louise.
I mean, this kind of just it shows my point.
I'm in the 1%, boys.
Yeah, right?
On a 4-year-old build.
So what do we think is causing this? We've kind of talked about the element that affects us, you know, gaming, but it's in other industries too. There's automotive industries talking about it, medical industries talking about it with delaying equipment, like all the way from MRI machines to, I've heard of, let me see, MRI, CT, I'm sure there's more imaging machines, I guess I'll say in general, like construction of new ones and shipping's been delayed. And I don't really know what's causing it because they blamed COVID and it affected supply chain and logistics. But I don't. Is that still the case now? Is it being affected to that degree?
Well, at this point, I don't think it matters if it is or it isn't. They'll blame it for that.
Well, that's true. But I guess I wanted to know what you think. Like, just from what you know about it, right? Because all we know is what we read. None of us work in that field. We're not making chips.
If we're just going by what we read or what it is, you know, according to the links that you had shared, You know, of course, COVID-19, but, you know, a lot of these suppliers for, you know, those chips shut down, but the demand kept going. It even went up, right? So now they've got like this backlog and, you know, they can't fill it. They can't fill it fast enough, right? So, I mean, at face value, that's what it is. You know, that's what we read. But, you know, I did read something really interesting in one of the articles you shared. I think it was the one you're showing now, the one from PopSci. Does China play a role? Now, here's the conspiracy theorist in me coming out, because so what if the United States wants to get into the chip manufacturing game? Right.
Apparently we do. The Senate's that's actually in the same paragraph. The Senate's passed a bill that offers tax credits for chip manufacturers based in the US.
Right. Oh, hey. So what do you do? You create a shortage. And so you know, all of these, you know, all these businesses are needing these chips. So what do? They get desperate. They sign contracts with Chinese companies for chip manufacturing. And the American chip manufacturing, even if they got set up, it could be years.
Before they're able to actually
start selling in the U.S. because all these other companies are tied to contracts with China.
What do you think the ramp up time is? Because I didn't really consider that. I mean, I know it's not instant. I know you don't just throw up a tent and start making chips. But like, I wonder what the ramp up time is for that.
It's nine months to build a residential house. I can imagine how long it takes to build a doggone chip manufacturing facility.
Right.
Yeah, yeah, I imagine it's one of those things that there's so much inertia or momentum to overcome at the beginning, right? You have to set up your facility. You have to hire talented people. You have to source the materials. Once you get going, it's got to be three years plus. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, that sounds reasonable to me.
I would liken it to like an automotive production facility. And there's one that's getting, Toyota's putting up one close to my parents. And I remember them, you know, they bought the land. They started clearing the land like 4 years ago, 5 years ago almost. Well, no, maybe a little less than 5 years. We'll say 3 to 4 years. And, you know, they hadn't had a car come out of there yet.
Really?
They're just now. I mean, they got the infrastructure put in. They got because they had to build roads all around it, all that good stuff. And, you know, just now they're starting to do the hiring for it, for the actual production lines and whatnot. And it's getting,
that's insane.
Yeah, you know, it's a long haul, man. Whenever these companies sign on to do production like that in the state or community, it's a big commitment.
Yeah.
So
huge commitment.
It says that there's a couple of locations. So Taiwan Semiconductor and Samsung are planning on building American factories. And it says take years before these factories can ramp up to, you know, production levels that matter. So years, right? This kind of briefly taps on it, that the automotive industry being hit, you know, I said auto and medical were two other ones I know of that are being affected. Yeah. Ford and GM are saying they're going to make 1.5 to 5 million less cars just this year, just in 2021. Tesla actually had to, it says, revise its own software. I didn't really do due diligence in that. I don't know what that means. But I guess sought like write different, like an OS or maybe drivers to support different chips so it can keep making cars. And this is the part that got me, because I heard about this at first, and this is kind of an interesting sign. So Apple and Samsung, when this started, like it says here in the article, they stockpiled. And I'd heard about this when the chip shortage was going on. They bought up a ton of chips. So they
went prepper mode on it. They started stockpiling.
They did. That's why they were able to keep making phones. Like Samsung has that new foldable phone that's coming out. You know, iPhone hasn't missed a release year, but Apple's almost out. Like they're not out, but their stockpiles out. Like their backlog or their rainy day fund. Right, it's almost gone. So, what do you think is going to happen? And do you think it will make anything be resolved quicker when a giant like Apple or Samsung can't produce their holiday line? We'll focus on phones. It's more than just phones. It's computers.
Everybody's gonna start buying the Huawei phones. How do you say that? Huawei.
Yeah. Huawei. So I think that will put pressure. Honestly, it's kind of sad to say this out loud, but I think if Apple and Samsung are unable to hit their holiday goals, I think we will see this magically get a little better. I'm not saying it's going to just, you know, I'm not going full conspiracy theory and saying there's chips somewhere and we're hiding them or someone's hiding them. But I think that you will see corners cut. Maybe that's red tape. Maybe that's quality control to produce chips faster. I don't know. And I'm kind of speaking from ignorance here, but I think
it's just CPUs, or is it
so
all
it's,
chips?
No, it's anything that requires. I don't want to speak out of turn. I don't want to, you know, make people sit here and listen to me type while I look it up. But it's silicone chips. Silicone chips is the term you hear in general. So no, it's not just CPUs. It's chip. It's anything like semiconductors in general. Not all of them, obviously, but in general, but, semiconductors are what
that's
affect
most of them.
Yeah,
I mean what do you call it? Sensors. That's the chip that does the sensor on your lens on your camera.
Yep, right? It's the digitizer too, because the digitizer hooks into a chip that, you know, registers your touch. Shows the screen, you know, shows the picture you're looking at.
Your power management, all of it.
Yeah, it's pretty much the whole fucking phone.
Well, if you see them start to market, you know, minimalist phones, then
I was just about to say if we start hearing that Ford's bringing back the carburetor. We're not gonna deal with these chips no more, baby. It's gonna all be mechanical.
That's chips. You know, you actually this is really cool. I know we have another topic to talk about tonight, and again, sorry for people listening, you can't see this chart I'm looking at, but I wanted to bring this up before we move on. So this is the IEEE spec. So this is IEEE's website, the International Electrical Engineering something. Yeah, there you go. Escapades. they have a chart. They're talking about the chip shortage, and it's chip demand by revenue in U.S. currency in the billions, right? So computing is 160.2 billion. That's the revenue stream for that's how many chips they're demanding for the revenue.
So would we call computing like literal like blades, servers?
I think it would mean everything in this case. If this was coming from like, you know, time, maybe they just mean phones. But since it's IEEE, when they say computing, I'm going to assume they mean the traditional definition.
Compute.
Yeah. So 160 billion in computing. Wireless. Yeah. So this is probably phones, right? Wireless, 126 billion, which is huge. Consumer, 60
microwaves.
Billion. I was going to say, this is the one that interests me, because that's pretty nebulous, right? Consumer, like microwaves could be one, your fridge, appliances in general, let's say.
Washing machine.
Yep. Washing machine.
Would television fall into that?
Hell yes, yeah. I think so.
Television, monitor.
Yep, monitor.
So that's 60 billion. So we've got computing at 160 billion. Phones will round up like and say...
Compute looks like it's about a third.
Yeah, about a third of it. Yeah. Wireless. Yeah. So 160 billion for compute. 127 billion for wireless. So a little bit less. Consumer, you know, again, appliances, stuff like that, 60 billion. Automotive, 40 billion. Which cars, you know, ECU in your car, even in like an economy car, so much is electric, not literally electric, like a battery, but just, you know, there's so many components, electrical components and semiconductors used in modern cars. Industrial, so 42 billion rounded up for industrial demand. I'd imagine that's like factories or like even stuff in power generation, like, you know, at a power plant that the systems they use to control and regulate power for safety.
Yeah, SCADA and systems and all that.
Yeah, SCADA. Yeah, exactly. And then communications infrastructure, 36 billion. So I think this is more like fiber, maybe. Cell phone towers, something like that. Fiber, backbone stuff.
Yep.
So there's a lot of money. All that to say, if you add all this up, it's almost $500 trillion or so just tied up in the semiconductor shortage. That's not a small amount.
Mm-mm. That's nasty. So,
yeah, it's nasty. Yeah.
All right. We have another topic. Like I said, I don't want to. Ethan's really excited about this one, so I don't want to let the episode get away from me. Why don't you go ahead and take it away? Tell us the topic we're going to bring this home with.
I'm telling you. So before we move on to that, I would like to point out that they did show a guy in his, and that is dependent on a wheelchair, and he can't get his new wheelchair because these chips aren't coming through. So,
no way.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of the brutal. one of the links you shared has got a wheelchair and he can't get around. But anyways, so yeah, we can talk about succulents just a little bit. The big suck. So
what the hell is a succulent?
Oh baby, I'll show glad, you what a succulent glad on you, my screen right
I'm
now.
Glad you, I'm glad you asked. If you go to Pornhub.com, you'll find all about succulents.
So if you look on my screen that Jamie has pulled up for us here, you'll see this plant right now. See that plant, D?
Yeah.
That's a succulent.
It's like those like aloe vera slash cactus.
Yeah, little potted plants kind of deal. Yeah.
They're all in the cacti family, right? So apparently there is a succulent black market, right?
And what?
Yeah, because there's like 1,200 plus like different species of cacti and succulents, whatever, and some of them are very rare. Some of them take like 10 years to mature. Right.
Oh wow.
And instead of building the facility to house these succulents and wait on them to grow, they're going out to the wild and getting these succulents. And so just give you some statistics. Around 6 million people took up gardening in 2015. 5 million of those were millennials. What do they do?
What's their plan? What's the end game here?
What's the end game of the succulents?
What do in millennials?
According to some of those links I shared with you, one third of the 1,400 plus cacti species, one third of those are actually endangered or threatened. And I don't know if they were threatened before this came about, but I mean, if 5 million millennials take up gardening in 2015 and they're all, you know, jerking off to, you know, their Instagram posts of their succulents, then they're probably endangered because of this rise in this succulent.
So we're just gonna go full on you damn millennials. You have taken up gardening and destroyed the succulent population on the black, but via the black market. Is that right. What we're going with?
Right.
Where
we're going? Right. Okay. And you know what I don't understand is you see a lot of people on the. Let's get political here with our succulent discussion. You see a lot of people on the left talking about saving the planet and shit like that. But then you got people buying up stolen succulents, destroying the environment.
Thieves!
So if you dig up all the succulents, go ahead.
I was going to say they account for about 60% of our oxygen production, I hear. So
There's no way.
That's low.
I just went to a IMAX theater doggone movie, and they told me algae was producing all the oxygen on the planet.
Yeah, do not get your science advice from this show. Please do not listen to anything we're saying about succulents.
What you saw, D, that was left wing propaganda. If
they did blame me for the fact that leopard seals were killing penguins. I was like, look, I wasn't there. I couldn't defend or coax anybody on. I don't know what you're dragging me in.
What are you talking about? What's this wee shit?
In the long chain of events that began when you were fucking born, that's what happened.
No, I have a question though, but back on topic in a second. So it says in there's a Vice article you sent. This is from 2019. So I guess that proves, you know, what you're saying. It's been going on for a while now. But it says three South Korean nationals were charged for digging more than $600,000 worth of Dudleya farinosa, which is it seems like that's a common succulent variety. So
yeah.
What the fuck?
600,000? I'd be doing it too.
600,000. There's the video that I watched. If y'all watched that video I shared, which man, I should have memorized the link or something like that so I could say it in the podcast. But anyways, so that video, there's a police officer or whatever, some kind of wildlife enforcement officer, or wildlife management officer talking about, some individuals that were doing this, right. And they had gotten caught. Well, he said that they had made around $300,000 in 6 months, jeez, selling succulents that they stole. Right. So, you know, I mean, it kind of,
is it on public land?
Yeah, I think it's in state parks, it says.
Yeah, states. I mean, yeah, that's the gist that I got. That I don't think that they actually said that, you know, it was on public land or state parks.
Well, let me tell you something.
Like protected state parks versus like, you know, just out in the middle of fucking nowhere.
The ducks at the park are free. They don't want you to know this. The ducks at the park are free. You can just go and take them.
That's a hot
tip. I have 401 ducks.
You know what? Roll the outro music. That's a hot tip. I think that's a good place to end.
So, but I mean, if people started just coming and taking the ducks, somebody's going to be like, you know what? Let's put a stop to this shit. Let's put a stop to the nonsense.
You right.
You know? Like everything's fine when people are leaving the shit alone, but then, you know, people get fucking greedy, and that's exactly what's happened with the succulents. If it was one or two people going out there picking succulents, you know, it wouldn't be a problem. You know, I went to Hawaii a while back, years ago, and there was a beach there, and it was supposed to have all these different colored rocks on the beach. Well, I got there, there's no fucking rocks, and you know why? Because people take the rocks and take them back home. They put them on their fucking shelf or they sit and collect dust.
They collect dust, exactly.
I couldn't take a selfie the point out there with my shirt off in front of the rocks.
Well, so
I missed that opportunity because of greedy fucking people.
Is the issue with succulents? I mean, I'm not saying it's not shitty. You shouldn't go into parks and steal shit. I'm not saying that. But is it just like a... Are they endangering the species? Because, I mean, there's not really an ecological ramification that I've seen in what you linked. I don't think succulents account for enough of an ecosystem that it's doing, like,
But they do.
Okay, well, hit me with it.
So, you got to watch the video, too. The video had some good information in it as well. So, like I said earlier, one-third of the 1,400-plus cacti species are endangered. Now I don't know if this is a direct result of this, or, you know, maybe they were already scarce before, but they weren't exactly on the endangered list, but they are now. So maybe they were close to the tipping point and this just threw them over the edge. Right. So another thing is, so if you go into an environment and, you remove all of these plants that take a, you know, a long time to grow, then, you know, other things are going to grow in its place, right? And they may be a little more, aggressive in nature, right?
Okay.
That's kind of the way that the video explained, which, you know, I'm not an expert on this by any means. So, you know, so just going by what the video said, or the lady on the video, whatever, she was saying that, taking the succulents out of the environment, which are, you know, native to the area, allows for non-native plants to move in. So,
and does that disturb like animals and stuff too?
If you go into an environment and, you know, I cut down all the trees, you know, other shit's going to grow in its place. And the trees may not come back, but they may.
I'll one-up that. I mean, it sounds like there's a whole lot of them. And because they take so long to grow, you know, we don't know what we don't know yet. Right. Yeah. As far as what they can provide us, hell, I mean, there may be the damn cure for cancer in one of these damn things.
Well, and, yeah, I would say, you know, you're right. I guess the only thing I could really think of, I didn't consider the other plants coming in. It's just, I think because of their size and because I've only really seen succulents at like Home Depot and, you know, people's houses as decorations. So in my mind, yeah, it just doesn't have the same weight as like a tree or, you know, a forest. Like I can understand why a forest is important, but a succulent, if you think about it in a vacuum, for me at least, it's like, okay, who gives a shit? I mean, yeah, it sucks if you like them, but what does it matter? But it could affect the soil too. Not necessarily, you know, not crops or anything. So I don't know that succulents would grow around farms, but I mean, we know that the soil, not ecosystem, like the balance of the soil, like the bacteria in it, the microorganisms is pretty delicate. So
the acidity, I mean,
who knows?
The time you've had something growing in just this one certain place for a long, long, long time. Anytime you've got that situation and you go and mess with it, that's it should raise your eyebrows. Be like, maybe we don't do that.
Yep, fair point.
And I didn't know this, but drug dogs can smell succulents and cacti.
Oh, hell, they trained them.
They train them to catch smugglers. I thought you were going to say it's like a false positive kind of deal, but
wouldn't
that be a bit? you're going through customs, you're smuggling out a succulent, and a motherfucking dog that's been trained to hit on cocaine or fentanyl hits on a succulent just out of the blue, and he just nails you. Never been trained on it ever.
So in March 2019 in New Zealand,
get what you deserve.
A lady was smuggling cacti and succulents, $7,000 worth, had them like wrapped up, taped to her body, and were trying to get through the airport. And the dog sniffed them out for sure. Mm. And they said that she went into the bathroom. She started taking all the shit off of her and flushing it down the toilet.
She was flushing succulents down the toilet.
They come in and bust her. See, that's what fucking bothers me. Man. Yeah. If you're going to have a smuggling business, have a smuggling business. Go all
right.
In.
Yeah, don't smuggle fucking succulents.
Can you imagine? Imagine there's six dudes. There's six dudes with semi-automatic, automatic, fully automatic rifles outside of the bathroom.
Clipazine's locked and loaded.
Yeah, no. They kick the door in. They throw a flashbang in. They say, drop the succulent.
I mean, if anything, it should have caused alarm to see some lady coming through the airport like lumpy as fuck because she's got cacti and succulents strapped to her body. Like something doesn't look right. Like she's bound to be walking funny. Right. Like
exactly.
You have elbows in places there shouldn't be elbows.
God.
What a fucking
world we live in.
Yeah. Yeah. In 2018, three people arrested in Arizona with 2,300 succulents. And I'm guessing that. Yeah.
Lord.
And, you know, seeing the pictures, like the ones from the March 2019 incident in New Zealand, it looks like they start out really small. I mean, you see like cacti and succulents and shit, like you said, at Lowe's or whatever, Home Depot. And, you know, you can get them in these little bitty, you know, flower pots. So you can get them.
To be like the basic tiny. Bitch.
Yeah, yeah.
Just like the most common of common succulents or cactus. That can't be what we're talking about here. Where the rare, it only grows every 10 years.
Maybe.
Oh, me. If that's the case, I want to point out
that last year, Operation Atacama, they had an operation, a counter succulent operation that they named Operation Atacama. 1,000 rare cactuses were rescued from Italy and eventually returned to Chile. Their black market worth was $1.2 million.
Oh, my God.
This is current. This is 2020. This is fairly current. Like, $1.2 million.
Just 1,000?
Yeah, just 1,000 of them.
That's insane, man.
We have a chip shortage. No one can get a fucking 3080, but there are people smuggling succulents that look like they came out of Home Depot. They're making over $1 million.
Right? Right. That's, yeah. So it's,
I mean, why? Yeah, I mean, what are the efforts to just grow them?
I don't know. Like we've all said, I mean, if it takes, they take forever. Yeah.
If it takes a long time, then just go out and pick it.
Yeah. It's
already there. Yeah.
Probably also, it could be one of those. I know cacti are pretty picky about where they grow, as in succulents are a type of it. Like they're hard to artificially grow, I guess is the right way to put it. So not only is it
desert.
Yeah, so they require a certain environment, a biome, but not only that, but they, you know, it takes a while. So if you're in it for money somehow and you want to make money, you don't want to be waiting 6 years or whatever and then maybe not even have it grow.
And you have to set up like an artificial desert in your house.
You got to drop it down to 40 degrees at night and then 120 in the day.
Sounds wonderful. Sounds wonderful. No, not that part. Not that part.
Yeah, I was going to say that 120 is what the part gets you, though.
I 40 you know feel what?
Real cold.
I gotta say, Ethan, you opened my eyes to the plight of the succulents.
Next time you're complaining about shit being bad, just think about the succulents.
Okay.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for, you know, listening and everything, everybody. You know, we talked about, you know, chip shortages and succulent black market, because I know that's on the forefront of everybody's mind. You know, with the pandemic going on, everybody gives a fuck about succulents.
Yeah, what's that phrase now? Top of mind? That stupid phrase that every business uses. We know that this is top of mind.
Oh, my God. Is this a thing now?
For you. Oh, it's a thing, baby.
I hate this shit so much.
Top of mind. Yeah, we know that the GPU. So not only can you not play Fortnite at 4K at 600 FPS, but you can't get a succulent either. It's rough.
That's where I want to put a hammer on a lot of these people.
What's Instagram going to do?
Really? What is Instagram going to do?
If you can't get succulents, and I don't know. I guess there'll just be more.
Continue to make tons of money off.
Yeah, people. Just continue to make tons of money off people doing stupid shit.
Doing nothing really.
I mean, if it's not succulents, then it's going to be something else. People's going to be posing with their like Dr. Pepper 2 liters.
Yeah.
Or something. I don't know. I just reached into the archive and brought that out.
So make sure to tune in next week when we talk about two, maybe three, maybe four topics. Who knows? Some topics that are completely unrelated to each other. And
the more random, the better.
The more random. And in my opinion, you know, usefulness of the information, you know, it can vary.
Everybody takes
what they'll take from it. It's the beauty of the internet.
Right. So, I mean, who knows? You know, maybe our succulent discussion will put us at the top of the charts.
Chart topping. I wait with bated breath.
We'll be chart toppers.
All right. y'all have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your day. And
thanks everybody for listening. Have a good week.
See y'all next week. See you next week.
Thanks.